Petersfield's Shine Radio. Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Hello, good morning. Friday the 20th of November. I'm Harrison RB and I'll have the latest on the roads and rails for you shortly. Laura Shepherd has the latest news from across the Petersphere and Kate Fairweather will bring you the forecast after the UK and world headlines.
The Morning Report from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Northern Ireland is going to have another 2 weeks of lockdown from next Friday. Pubs and bars, which were due to open then, will stay shut until the 11th of December. Close contact services and cafes due to open this week will have a week of trading before closing again. The two-week extension will also include non-essential retail and services like hairdressers and driving lessons. Well, it says early trials have found a UK-made coronavirus vaccine might offer a good level of protection to adults in their 60s and 70s. The UK has already ordered 100 million doses of the jab, which is being made by Oxford University and drugs firm AstraZeneca. But epidemiologist Dr. Mike Tilsey says we're still a long way off from getting back to normal.
The key thing now, of course, going forward is those vaccines getting regulatory approval and moving forward to production. We know it's going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be an instant sort of getting back to normal, and it does need to be ramped up. We need to be initially targeting the vulnerable, the elderly.
There's a warning. Mixing at Christmas poses substantial risks, particularly for older people. Professor Andrew Hayward, who advises the government, has suggested it would be throwing away the gains made in suppressing coronavirus. He claims government messaging's been inconsistent too and says it's clear if people want to avoid COVID-19, they shouldn't mix indoors. Elsewhere, Boris Johnson's announced a rise in defence spending for the UK over the next 4 years.
Based on our assessment of the international situation and our foreign policy goals, I've decided that the era of cutting our defence budget must end, and it ends now.
The increase is around £4 billion a year. It'll be invested in space and cyber defence projects and could create 40,000 new jobs. And five countries have been removed from the government's travel quarantine list. People arriving in England, Wales and Northern Ireland from Namibia, Rwanda, Israel, Sri Lanka and Uruguay after 4 a.m. on Saturday won't need to self-isolate. It's the first time any African countries have been included in the travel corridors. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Seb Cheer.
Radio Works.
Shoppers are being urged to donate to the UK's biggest food collection to support the Trussell Trust and Fair Share as they work to feed families amid the impact of the pandemic this Christmas. Claire De Silva is from Tesco.
Tesco is holding its annual Christmas food collection this year to support our charities. This year's collection is more vital than ever as they face an unprecedented need for supplies. From now until Saturday, we're asking our very generous customers to donate essential items of long life food. Once again, we will be topping up the value of donations with an additional 20% in cash.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Laura Shepherd at Petersfield's Shine Radio. The COVID-19 pandemic is putting pressure on Petersfield's schools. Appearing on ITV News, the head teacher of Herne Junior School said 30 pupils from Year 5 are having to stay at home for 2 weeks after the school recorded its first COVID case. Kate Fairweather reports.
Concerns over the loss of learning for students and the mounting cost of keeping the school as COVID secure as possible are troubling the head teacher, Tony Markham. No changes have been made to exams this year despite the lockdown, and many pupils in Year 6 are worried that they will not be prepared to take their SATs at the end of the year. The cost of barriers, paper towels and the installation of outdoor sinks are a worry for the school, and Markham explained that their concerns are not being listened to by the Department of Education. Meanwhile, a further case has been identified at Church's College, and an Alsford Perrin school is the first in Hampshire to close completely because of the virus.
Petersfield carers aim to boost morale this Christmas. Ruth Wheeler is an independent living officer at the Ramscott home in Petersfield, and she wants to make life a little better for residents this Christmas. Ruth plans to put activity packs together for their elderly residents, perhaps containing word searches, puzzles, activities, recipes, craft ideas and a quiz. There are residents in 112 homes in Petersfield to look after, and they are not allowed to mix in the communal areas, so have to spend a lot of time in their rooms. So if you can help by donating something towards an activity pack for the elderly residents, please do. Ruth Wheeler can be contacted at Ramscott on 01730 268 869. you can help decide the name of a new local green space. Petersfield Town Council is asking local residents to help decide the name of a new green space. The Town Council has purchased land behind the Causeway Farm development and plans to transform it into a green area for the community and would like you to vote on its name. Potential names include the John Goodyear Meadow, after the famous local botanist of the 17th century, Criddle Meadows, its historic name, and Sussex Meadow, as the land is off Sussex Road and the river in the meadow flows towards Hampshire's border with West Sussex. You can vote on the name or suggest your own at the Petersfield Town Council website. We'll put the link at petersfieldradio.uk. Rural broadband in our area could improve. Noni Needs has more.
Meon Valley MP Flick Drummond has welcomed a £1 billion shared rural network deal that aims to boost mobile and internet connection in remote areas. Flick Drummond expressed concern that some of the more rural local areas may suffer from poor connection during lockdown as residents are forced to work from home. Speaking in the House of Commons, she explained that connections are poor in areas such as Rowlands Castle, Hambledon and Cheriton. The rural network aims to ensure that four mobile network operators will deliver 95% combined coverage across the whole of the UK by the end of 2025. This will mean customers should be able to rely on their networks wherever they are. The government has also pledged £5 billion to subsidise the rollout of gigabyte-capable broadband in the harder-to-reach areas of the country.
Share your Christmas displays this year. Petersfield Town Council is inviting residents and businesses to share their Christmas decorations. While COVID may prevent local people from visiting each other's homes to see snowmen, lights and nativity scenes, the council is stepping in to help. Entries close on the 25th of December when our town mayor, Councillor Leslie Farrow, will choose a winning entry in retail and one from a residence property. You can enter by emailing images or videos. We'll put the email address at petersfieldradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's Menswear. Stylish clothes and accessories for all weathers.
There's a very small chance of a tiny bit of sunshine this morning in Petersfield and the surrounding areas, but blink and you'll miss it. We're straight into light rain from about 11 o'clock, and that'll continue right through the afternoon. Temperatures high of 10 degrees, but it'll feel more like 7 degrees, so there's a definite chill in the air today. The weekend looks cloudy and starting to get colder overnight, but at least no more rain in the weekend. That's what it looks like. Enjoy your day.
The Morning Report from Petersfield's Shine Radio.
So, Harrison, what would you call the town's new green space?
I'm thinking Greeny McGreen Space. It's got to be, isn't it?
Oh, so inventive.
Yeah. We can't all be creative at this time
like
in the morning.
It's a bit like calling the art shop the art shop.
Well, you know, you've got to start somewhere, haven't you? You've got to start, get those ideas out of the way and then try and think of something more creative afterwards.
Well, that's true, that's true.
So, Laura, are you feeling Christmassy yet? Because, of course, we've got, well, not long now until all the lights will be switched on in Petersfield. It's exciting.
I hope not. It's very exciting. I have to say that I am. I usually have these rules about not going off too early with Christmas. And definitely 5th of November is my kind of, yeah, not before then. Let's do Halloween and the 5th of November. I don't want to see all of it before then. Mm-hmm. But even then, I kind of bibble along for the rest of November a little bit. But this year, I think because of the whole situation, I just want the sparkles and I'm so ready for it all to kick off. I got really excited when I saw the tree had been put up in the square and I could see that they were putting the lights up. I mean, you know, they're not sort of switched on or anything, but I could see that they're on. And it's just like, I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. I've gone up into the loft and I've got my Christmas box down and all my decorations. So I'm ready to rock and roll with Christmas. And we, of course, have nicknamed our Christmas playlist on Shine Radio the Slaylist, which makes me so happy.
Well, you say that like it's an original idea.
Oh, is it not? Don't disappoint me.
Oh, sorry. Yes, it is. Yeah, totally, totally original. Yes, the Slaylist. Oh, yes, from Petersfield Shine Radio. And we can't wait to get cracking with that. We're going to surprise you with it. We're not going to tell you when we're going to start the Slaylist, but we are going to kick that off very soon as we start to get into the festive spirit here in Petersfield. Are you one of these people who's put your tree up already? You say the 5th of November is really
I've just got everything down from the loft because I need to see how many cards I've got, how much wrapping paper. So I've just got organised. But no, it won't go up yet, I don't think. I like the sparkles, but yeah, not yet. It's a bit early just still for me. I'm just getting in the mood a lot more sooner than I normally do. So,
do you think people are feeling Christmassy, more Christmassy this year than previous years, even though the usual stuff like the mass gathering in town for the light switch on and, you know, that the you know, all over the place, the events that take place in the run-up to Christmas, the Winchester Cathedral Christmas Market is something that I absolutely love. I'm sure you've been in previous years, Laura.
Yes,
it's amazing,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Do you think even though those kind of events aren't on, people are still feeling Christmassy, maybe more Christmassy than before? How about you?
I don't know if they're feeling more Christmassy. I've certainly seen a lot of people talking the way we are, where they're just wanting to get headed straight into the Christmas feel. So I think people are seeking that kind of good feeling of sparkles and twinkly lights and Christmas is coming and there's a kind of seasonal holiday ahead. So I think people are grasping for it. But I think people will miss the normality.
It's the things we can do, isn't it?
Yeah. It is something we can do. We can decorate our houses and have the flashing lights or whatever. So, I think people are really up for that. I mean, you're still going to get people like Dave Bowers, of course, who's going to be bar humbug about it.
Oh, yeah. The Petersfield's very own Scrooge, yeah. And he's right here at Shine Radio. Can I just say, he does not represent the rest of us, OK? We are really excited.
We're all a little bit excitable over Christmas.
We are indeed. Well, yeah, and I totally agree with you. You know, I was out in the car the other day and I was thinking, yeah, it just doesn't feel very Christmassy. And, you know, kind of to answer my own question from earlier on, do you feel more Christmassy than previous years? Definitely not. I think it does. I don't mean to kind of, you know, make this sound really sort of depressing, but it doesn't feel as Christmassy, does it? Just being out and about like it does at this time of year normally, I don't think, because you don't have that kind of spirit. But there are things that we can do. And I think people are seeking those things in particular, as you've already alluded to. People are thinking, well, what can we do? Particularly with the lockdown at the moment, you know, people are in and they're thinking, what can we do? We can get creative at home. And I think that's something that we all did during the last lockdown. I think as you know, those of us who felt comfortable getting creative during the first lockdown and again now and have time. But I think there's an opportunity now, isn't there, really? Because obviously there wasn't like an event. We had Easter, but Easter's not really the same at all, is it? It doesn't really feel like, to me anyway. I'm not religious, but I don't think it's the same at all. It doesn't have the same feel.
And it doesn't last as long either, does it? It's a kind of, you know, it's a weekend really, isn't it?
So it's just a bank holiday for me, to be honest.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people, I think. The Christmas gives us an opportunity to sort of seek something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think also, if, you know, we're all in our homes. There's, you know, we're not going out because we're not supposed to go out apart from for essential journeys. So, you know, why not decorate it and make it all shiny?
Yes, well, you make it shine.
Ah, indeed. Oh, it's like I set that up. It was quite by accident.
Seamless. Delays at the top of Rams Hill continue as a three-way traffic light system is in place at the junction with King's Ferndon Lane. Look out for a 2-metre trench in the footway of Heath Road for electrical work. A pedestrian walkway will be provided there so you don't fall in. That's the last thing you need right now. There are minor works planned in Tilmore Gardens, Torbury Drive, Winton Road, Pullins Crescent and in Nyward on Furze Meadow. On the trains, it's a big weekend of planned engineering works on the line through Petersfield. On Saturday, there'll be no service between Guildford and Hazelmere, and on Sunday that'll include the line from Woking in both directions. A replacement bus service will be in operation. Trains between London Waterloo and Portsmouth Harbour via Petersfield will stop at Surbiton instead of Woking and will terminate at Guildford. There'll be a revised timetable, so it's important to check before you travel. And if we're not saying what you're seeing, give us a ring on Petersfield 555 500 and do stay with us throughout the day at Petersfield Shine Radio. You can join us on the brighter side online at petersfieldradio.uk by enabling Petersfield Shine Radio on a smart speaker or by searching for us on your favourite podcast app. As always, we wish you a brighter day with Petersfield Shine Radio, where you make it shine.
The Morning Report is produced by volunteers at Petersfield Shine Radio.
Hello, this is Hugh Bonneville. And finally, you and I have our own local radio station right here in Petersfield. It's our station, made by the people of Petersfield, and that means we don't just have to listen, we can get involved too. We can influence what Petersfield Shine Radio does. We can help it cover our interests. And we can tell it off in public if it gets something wrong. You make it shine. So join me and support the volunteers by spreading the wonderful news that Petersfield Shine Radio is here.